You're tuned to Triad. On the occasion of our third anniversary broadcast, we just heard the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, the work song from their album East West. Before that, The Doors, Strange Days, and Brian Auger, Red Beans and Rice. We'll return with more music right after this commercial announcement. The music of Luke White, The Wheel of Fortune.
Stein of Jism Magazine. Is jazz as we know it dead yet?
Thank you. Right now, before we go anyplace else, I want you to go with me to a special place that I know. It's a museum. But it isn't an ordinary museum. It's a very abstract museum in which they show sound paintings. If you can say that you show sound. But I don't see why you can't. But here we are in this corridor. Some of the most beautiful works of art are here. Here's one right here. This is by a very fine young artist. Here, let me turn it on.
Lions in the street and roaming, dogs in heat, rabid, foaming, a beast caged in the heart of the city. The body of his mother rotting in the summer ground, he fled the town, went down south and crossed the border, left the chaos and disorder back there over his shoulder. One morning he awoke in a green hotel with a strange creature groaning beside him. Sweat oozed from its shiny skin. Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Wake up! It can't remember where it was. Had this dream stopped? The snake was pale gold, glazed and shrunken. We were afraid to touch it. The sheets were hot, dead prison. And she was beside me. Oh, she's no young. Her dark red hair. The white soft skin. Now run to the mirror in the bathroom, look! Of her moving. I let my cheeks slide down the cool, smooth tile. Feel the good, cold, stinging blood. The smooth, kissing snakes of red. Thank you.
Mighty baby, in an Egyptian tomb, something you might have heard on Triad several years ago. Once again, we'll remind you that's all we're doing this evening. Blasts from the past. And if you'd like to know about some of the things that will be happening on Triad in April, the best way to find out is consulting a Triad program guide. You can obtain one for almost free. All it'll cost you is an 8-cent stamp. Send us an 8-cent stamp to Triad, care of WXFM, 333 North Michigan, Chicago, 60601, and we'll mail you out a Triad listening guide for the month of April, letting you know about some of the things that will be happening in April a little bit in advance, so you can prepare for them.
I walked on the banks of the Tin Can Banana Dock and sat down under the huge shade of a Southern Pacific locomotive to look at the sunset over the Box House Hills and cry. Jack Kerouac sat beside me on a busted, rusty iron pole companion. We thought the same thoughts of the soul, bleak and blue and sad-eyed, surrounded by the gnarled steel roots of trees of machinery. The oily water on the river mirrored the red sky. Sun sank on top of final Frisco peaks. No fish in that stream, no hermit in those mounts, just ourselves, roomy-eyed and hungover like old bums on the riverbank, tired and wily. "Look at the sunflower," he said. There was a dead gray shadow against the sky, big as a man, sitting dry on top of a pile of ancient sawdust. I rushed up and chanted. It was my first sunflower. Memories of Blake, my visions, Harlem, and hells of the eastern rivers, bridges clanking Joe's greasy sandwiches, dead baby carriages, black treadless tires forgotten and unretreaded, the poem of the riverbank, condoms and pots, steel knives, nothing stainless, only the dank muck and the razor-sharp artifacts passing into the past, and the gray sunflower poised against the sunset, crackly, bleak, and dusty with the smut and smog and smoke of olden locomotives in its eye, corolla of bleary spikes pushed down and broken like a battered crown, seeds fallen out of its face, soon to be toothless mouth of sunny air, sun rays obliterated on its hairy head like a dried wire spider web, leaves stuck out like arms out of the stem, gestures from the sawdust root, broke pieces of plaster fallen out of the black twigs, a dead fly in its ear, unholy, battered old thing you were, my sunflower, oh my soul, I loved you then. The grime was no man's grime, but death in human locomotives. All that dress of dust, that veil of darkened railroad skin, that eyelid of black misery, that sooty hand or protuberance of artificial worse than dirt, industrial, modern, all that civilization spotting your crazy golden crown, and those blear thoughts of death and dusty loveless eyes and ends and withered roots below, in the home pile of sand and sawdust, rubber dollar bills, skin of machinery, the guts and innards of the weeping, coughing car, the empty, lonely tin cans with their rusty tongues, alack, what more could I name? All these entangled in your mummied roots, and you there, standing before me in the sunset, all your glory in your form, a perfect beauty of a sunflower, a perfect, excellent, lovely sunflower existence, a sweet, natural eye to the new, hip moon, woke up alive and excited, grasping in the sunset, shadow, sunrise, golden, monthly breeze. How many flies buzzed round you, innocent of your grime, while you cursed the heavens of the railroad and your flower soul? Poor dead flower, when did you forget you were a flower? When did you look at your skin and decide you were an impotent, dirty old locomotive? The ghost of a locomotive, the specter and shade of a once powerful, mad American locomotive? You were never no locomotive, sunflower. You were a sunflower. And you, locomotive, you are a locomotive. Forget me not. So I grabbed up the skeleton-thick sunflower and stuck it at my side like a scepter and deliver my sermon to my soul and Jack's soul too and anyone who'll listen. We're not our skin of grime. We're not dread, bleak, dusty, imageless locomotive. We're beautiful sunflowers inside, blessed by our own seed and golden, hairy, naked, accomplished bodies growing into mad, black, formal sunflowers in the sunset. Light on by our eyes, under the shadow of the mad locomotive riverbank, sunset, Frisco, hilly, tin can, evening, sit-down vision.
Holy, 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 holy. The world is holy, the soul is holy, the skin is holy. The nose is holy.
Thank you.
Reading his poem, The Sunflower Sutra, along with the 1812 Overture on Triad. We'll be back with some more music after this short commercial announcement.